I like it. Don't bet on me. But you know what?
Bet on us.
Bet on us. Bet on KAXE. Do it right now with your gift of membership. 218-326-1234. Membership is how we're able to keep moving along. It's how we've been able to be here for 50 years and how we're going to be here for at least 50 more. Call now 218-326-1234 or go to KAXE.org.
Coming up, we're going to hear that Up North report from Larissa Donovan. We've got a special version of it that is about the series that she's done on incarceration and the effects on Indigenous communities. Make sure you stay tuned for that. And then the latest Up North report coming up at 8:30. Throughout our hour, we are focusing in on the communities of northern Minnesota. Chris Walker's going to be in, not talking soccer this time. Well, he might a little bit. We might let him.
Right.
But we're talking about some new energy to downtown Grand Rapids. And then energy in the Brainerd area, that's for sure. John Taylor Ward will be joining us from Lakes Area Music Festival.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas from Lakes Area Music Festival.
You have to ask him that first, will you?
I will.
He'll love it.
And I'll stop calling him that.
No, you won't.
Probably not. This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids and 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji. We operate translator K210DR in Brainerd at 89.9. Since 1976, Northern Community Radio has been telling the stories of the people and land of northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. Listen at KAXE.org or on your smart speaker. Keep KAXE people powered into the future with your support right now. Text the word donate to 218-326-1234, or you can call that number and we'd love to talk with you.
I know it's crazy, but do you think there's any chance that the text lines are stuck?
Busted?
Yeah. Like the tubes are filled or something?
I think that's how that works.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
We need someone to text in. We need someone to help us out here. That next person keeps us going. You're going to feel great because you're the one that starts the ball rolling to meet the goal during this hour. 218-326-1234. If you can donate $1,000, that's great. If you can donate $60, grab a t-shirt as your thank you gift if that's what you are looking for. The important thing is you are supporting local and local conversations about where we live.
You know, I've been so busy thinking about Member Drive this week that I didn't even look at KAXE's question of the week, which is what songs are on your summer playlist.
Yeah.
That's a fun one. And you can also text us in that. What songs are you, have you got going on in your car? I've got a couple I could add.
That you're cranking and...
Cranking. When I was rummage sailing last week,
oh, sure.
I was listening to the new Avalon Emerson and the Charm album. Oh. It's kind of this indie dream pop a little bit. Oof, I'm into it. I like it.
Cool clothes or anything?
I like it a lot.
You found?
Did find a couple clothing items, actually.
Nice.
Yeah. You know, nothing crazy.
Okay.
But some good ones.
All right, no Marilyn Monroe outfit?
No, and no Esprit tank tops like I found the other week.
Mm. Oh, well.
Oh, well.
Join us
now. You win some, you lose some.
218-326-1234.
For KAXE News, I'm Larissa Donovan with a special edition of the Up North Report. For months, I've been exploring the impacts of incarceration, specifically at the disproportionate rates among Indigenous people in northern Minnesota. Natives are the most overrepresented people in the United States criminal justice system. In Minnesota, Natives make up about 1% of the population, but represent more than 9% of the state's prison population. In our region, where the 6-member bands of the Minnesota Chippewa Tribe plus the sovereign Red Lake Nation share geography with the state, these rates can be even higher. This is the first part of a series that aims to unpack some of the issues behind the disparities. A lack of mental health services and inpatient beds has led to jails and emergency rooms filling the gaps for years.
Our jail is not equipped for mental health people. We don't want them in there. That's not the spot that they need. That's not how they get stabilized.
That was Calandra Allen, the administrator of the Beltrami County Jail. She has worked in the facility for 15 years. She says many of the incarcerated people she sees coming through the doors are suffering from substance use disorder and mental illness. Women and Native people in prison are suffering from mental illness at even higher rates. Beltrami County Sheriff Jason Riggs says the need for mental health services is a longtime issue between local governments and the state. He adds that addressing mental health for incarcerated people is a financial challenge for a high-poverty county like Beltrami. Beltrami's poverty rate is over 16%, making it the second highest in the state.
Sheriff's offices across the state have pushed back at the Minnesota Department of Corrections for this very reason.
Rick says the county and its taxpayers can't afford some of the proposals discussed in St. Paul that aim to increase mental health access in local jails.
These staff that we hire in our facilities are not mental health workers. So therefore, you know, we have to do the best that we can with what we have.
Poverty, drug use, mental illness, criminality, these issues coexist and overlap, as described by Riggs Chief Deputy Jarrett Walton.
So you're going to have more need, we're going to have more crime, but yeah, we're going to have less resources to deal with it.
Poverty in tribal communities can be even higher than the county averages. Natasha Kingbird of the Red Lake Nation has spent years gaining insight into the prevalent issues Native people face in the region. Her experience includes piloting a program that connects formerly incarcerated Native women back to their families, their communities, and their culture. Kingbird acknowledged the intense issues of addiction that impact Natives, especially within the criminal justice system.
Numb some pain, find a different way out, and we don't know if it's from grief, sexual assaults, domestic violence, trauma, those kinds of things.
Kingbird says the deep disparities all relate to the historic disconnect of culture for Indigenous people through colonization, something she and others in her field are attempting to reverse.
If we're trying to find a solution to a problem, incorporating some of the natural history of our own lives, right? And incorporating some of those teachings to help us with that transition of life.
She says the culture offers many ways to celebrate or recognize the different life stages people go through, such as becoming a parent or even losing their own. These can help people stay on a good path even after experiencing incarceration.
When women are coming home, they're at higher risk than the typical normal person because there's a lot of different factors that are involved with that. There's homelessness, there's substance use, and then the history of violence and domestic violence and sexual assault that women have endured.
She says that history is what leads to an undercount of Native women experiencing violence, among other data collection issues in Indigenous communities. Beltrami County is constructing a new 243-bed jail. The county has already implemented programs to address the root causes of incarceration, with plans to expand at the new jail, slated to open in 2027. Sheriff Riggs says simply locking people away doesn't reduce crime or enhance public safety.
With our reset program, give them a head up, leg out, you know, for, you know, 2-3 months after the fact. Wraparound services. We're seeing an impact with the reduction in recidivism already.
Read more in-depth coverage on this story and other parts of the Overrepresented Undercounted series on KAXE.org. That's it for this special edition of the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Larissa Donovan, telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is sponsored by Woodland Bank, with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River. Dedicated to serving the financial needs of the community and their customers. More info at woodland.bank.
It is 8:09. Thanks for tuning in to People Powered KAXE. We need you to tune into your heart right now.
We do.
That great report there, you're not hearing that anywhere else. It is locally produced by the KAXE Newsroom and Larissa Donovan. We need you to support it right now. Help us make our goal. That next one's going to keep it going.
Emily from Des Moines texted in a podcast relating to Larissa's story there. So thank you, Emily, for sharing that. We'll be sure to share that with the news team as well. And this is, as Heidi said, a two-way radio. We've got text lines open. We love to hear from you about what you're hearing on KAXE, whether it's about a song that you just had to stay in your car and listen to. There was a great note from Gail Blackmire, a longtime member from Effie, Big Fork area, and she posted on our Facebook about how she still gets caught by songs that she just has to listen to the end, you know, as she's getting out of her car.
You know, back in the old days, when we were at the college, I would do Real Good Words at 6:30 on a Thursday night, and then Gail and Teresa Sills would come in, and they were co-hosts for Women Alive. And man, was it a good show.
Oh, yeah.
Gail did all kinds of different programming, but that's where I kind of got to know them and, you know, learn music from them. It was great. Yeah.
Yep. KAXE's got a long storied history, some of which you've been hearing from this week during our Hot Dish Time Machine. There have been some great stories going on all week long, and that will continue this afternoon from 11 to 1 with Brian and Cage Jamber as your hosts for Hot Dish Time Machine. And then on Friday, it is Papa Steve Ross bringing you On the River during the Hot Dish Time Machine.
But right now, we need you to keep the conversation going by supporting KAXE. How do we do it?
By calling?
Yeah, that's 218. I had a moment.
326-1234. We've got folks in the studios, and we'd love to hear from you right now. We do have a match on the table, and we need to hear from six more of you before we get this $1,000 unlocked. We need to do that by 9 o'clock. Let's hear from you right now, 218-326-1234 or at KAXE.org. Coming up, a conversation about the Grand Rapids Downtown Alliance.
Sleeping on the
Talking about songs on my summer playlist. That's one of them, new from Suki Waterhouse. And that is Back in Love. That's our KAXC question of the week during this summer member drive as we're celebrating the music of KAXC. And we just heard from Laura Z, who said, what's on my summer playlist? Tabitha Meeks. I love her and wouldn't have found her without KAXC. Just like her song says, I love you, I love you. I love you.
Yeah, we do love Laura. Laura's a longtime member, and she's one of those kind of picker-uppers. Like, when I'm having a down day, she texts in. She tells us something.
Like, she knows.
Yeah, she gets involved in the conversation. I feel like I'm having coffee with Laura.
Laura, we really appreciate you this morning. And
I don't even know if she drinks coffee, to be honest.
You know. It's an okay assumption. It's not the worst thing you can assume about somebody.
It's a metaphor of having coffee.
We found out Janet, who's our phone answerer, does not drink coffee this morning.
I think I still like her. I'm not sure. 218-326-1234. I should not judge.
Do you know who does drink coffee?
I do.
Someone who's joining us right now in the studio. Other mic, Heidi. Chris Walker is joining us in the studio right now. He is joining us to talk about the Grand Rapids Downtown Alliance. Chris is the new executive, not new, you are the executive director of the Grand Rapids Downtown Alliance. Welcome back, Chris.
Thank you. Yes, I drink a lot of coffee.
We know.
It's great. No, we're a new organization, so it is new, right? Yeah. It's still less than a year old, so thank you for having me in today.
Well, and I just want to thank you. You know, we know you. We used to be coworkers, and also your energy and passion behind football is life. During the World Cup was amazing.
Palpable.
I'm so glad.
Palpable passion.
And for you calling in, you know, zooming in from Vancouver.
Oh, that was so much fun. Got up and took a morning walk through the city and had coffee.
Yeah.
Cup of coffee and jumped on a Zoom with my friends back home. I told the rest of that gang, I could do a podcast. I mean, yeah. I could talk for hours about soccer, especially during the World Cup.
I know,
yeah. For sure.
I'm sure they said yes immediately, didn't they?
Well, we'll see.
Yeah. Maybe next year for the women's?
Well, we'll definitely be on again next year, it sounds like, for the women's. We'll bring Football as Life is Back. I shouldn't say that. I don't have that authority, but I'll pressure them.
You're getting the go-ahead from the
yes.
chief.
We also know about you. You know, you love soccer. You love where you live. You love music as well. And I just wondered if you got a look at the T-shirt yet.
I did.
Fundraiser.
He also loves nostalgia. Some 90s nostalgia.
Yes, I love the picture when it popped up of Malachi and Kari sporting it. It just made me feel like I was back in grade school. I need to focus on the cool kids and what they're doing. So absolutely, I'm saying no to algorithms. And I love everything retro, like you said, Kari.
Yeah. Get that T-shirt when you pledge your support now. Help us out. 218-326-1234. Chris, you are here to talk about the downtown, the Grand Rapids Downtown Business Alliance is what it's.
Grand Rapids Downtown Alliance.
Okay, no business. No. I mean, no business. You know what I'm saying. I got no business saying business.
We have serious business, though.
I know you do. Tell us about it.
Yeah, it's taking care of our downtown. I'm really, really excited about this new organization and being part of it, really honored to be part of it. As you mentioned, I love the place I live. I love Grand Rapids. I did not grow up here. I grew up in the Twin Cities, met my wife Ashley in college, and I still remember the first time I visited Grand Rapids and drove over the Pacagama Lake Bridge on 169 and was like, what is this place? Because I really didn't have much of an experience of northern Minnesota growing up. We rented a cabin in the small town of Browerville, Minnesota.
Ooh,
if anyone
Northwest.
Knows. So it was one of my first experiences of a true like quintessential northern Minnesota town, and I have always really enjoyed finding ways to try and give back. And this new organization was an opportunity to take another step to help kind of amplify the town we live in. We're a brand new nonprofit. We were formed in September of last year, and I was brought on as executive director in January. Our goal is simple. We want to continue to enhance downtown Grand Rapids and help create and maintain a vibrant, thriving, really happening downtown. Do people still say happening?
Sure.
Okay,
Chris,
cool.
Sure. The hip kids really do. So there is a lot of interest, I think, in general, especially in rural areas, about revitalizations in downtowns. And Grand Rapids has seen over the last, since... It's transformed a lot since I've first moved up here years ago, but even in the last 10 years, there's been a lot of transformation. What do you hope to be able to, you know, talking about amplifying the downtown, what What are some like dreams of what this could be?
How long do we have? No, what's really fun about a new organization and all the different people who are involved, Kari, you're on one of our committees, the co-chair of, we call it our Activate Committee. We have 20 board members and various committee members, all from different parts of Grand Rapids and organizations, nonprofits, for-profits. We are already talking about fun ideas that really can create an engaging experience. I think that's a very important word because we even have community surveys and feedback that have been gathered over the last 5, 6, 7 years as this organization has been formed on what people want to see. And what folks want to see are more green spaces, more friendly family activities, more dining and entertainment. That was actually the top answer in what was presented in GRETA, Grand Rapids Economic Development Authority, in their downtown plan that was updated in 2023 at the time. That was the number one thing people wanted to see more of, dining and entertainment. And since then, we've had new restaurants open. We've had new shops open downtown. You made a great point. It's already changed and there's already a lot of existing momentum. So we want to help kind of accelerate that and continue to push that forward. We want to work with the people who are already putting in that work to improve downtown. I think from a visual standpoint and more tangible projects, you know, I always point when people ask me, well, what are you guys going to do? I think one of the most noticeable differences that this organization can have is stuff like the Storybook Walk or the Xylophone Park right outside our window here at KEXE. More engaging experiences that families, kids, people can come use on their own schedule, on their own time, no matter the day, just giving people more and more reasons to come downtown. And that also might be, you know, new events and supporting existing events. But we also say, you know, events are only one day, right? We want people to come visit downtown every day, give them a reason to come visit a shop, eat at a restaurant, and then when they walk out the door, keep walking and find more ways to come hang downtown.
Well, and Chris, when you during your time at KEXE, we've got these windows where we're seeing all these walks and you visually see what is happening outside with that story walk and with the musical park. And it has really changed over the last years. You're listening to The Morning Show on KAXE. And right now we are asking for your pledge of support to hear more conversations like you're hearing right now about the communities you live in or communities that are in northern Minnesota. A lot of us are dealing with a lot of the same issues, and it's just nice to hear what other areas are doing to address, you know, these good and not bad problems, but just things that are real issues that we are all experiencing. That's something you get when you listen to The Morning Show on KAXE. We need your support now. Call 218-326-1234 or go to kaxe.org.
You know, I think I've had the experience when someone comes to visit Grand Rapids of that, as you described it, the first time you came to town, they're like, what? I had no idea. I had no idea that there was this going on, you know? And it's things like the First Friday Art Walk that have been there for so long. There is a need for people to know about this, though, because a lot of people who've lived here for a long time don't even know that happens.
That's right. Yeah, and that's one of our goals. We want to promote all that downtown has to offer. So I mentioned supporting existing events, shining a light on existing businesses. You know, we're going to just promote downtown as a whole, and not just to residents and visitors. We want to promote it as a wonderful place to run a business, because there are so many success stories here, and there are a number of existing businesses that can tell you why it's a great place to open up a shop, a bakery, a restaurant, whatever it may be. And what I really love doing as again, someone who grew up in the Twin Cities, is I love visiting small towns throughout northern Minnesota. And you can take inspiration from any town. I mean, you have those really, really vibrant towns like Crosby, like Grand Marais. But, I still remember, and I think every town, right, has pockets of vibrancy and inspiration you can take. Like, I remember the first time I'm trying to think of other towns in our area. I remember the first time I ever biked into Chisholm, and I was just like awestruck at the postcard picturesque downtown that they have when you're coming in from, I think it's the south side, in those two lakes that the bridge, the Thomasoni Bridge splits. I remember the first time I went into, keep going up the range, I went into Virginia, and the kind of the charm of downtown lit up at night. There are so many towns
we
that
were just
have that little bit of character.
Trading stories about Park Rapids and Longville.
Park Rapids,
you know?
Absolutely. Yep. Yeah, they've done a really cool job with their downtown. And that's the kind of stuff we want to do here, is just little by little create little pockets, if you may. I mean, we want it all to come together. And I think what's cool about Grand Rapids and unique about it is the way that it's designed. You have Highway 169, Highway 2, Highway 38. They're all connections to downtown Grand Rapids. And someone in our committee, a friend of mine, said every time someone drives through Grand Rapids, it's an audition for our town. And I love that. So how can we make them slow down, turn their heads, and maybe want to turn off and check out a shop or two? So I think it's a cool opportunity to do something like that.
So Chris, you guys just had a new website that launched.
Correct.
This is the video on it is quite impressive. It's beautiful. What can people find there?
Yeah, so really one of our biggest goals in year one is outreach, right? We're a brand new organization. There are so many other incredible nonprofits doing great work around Grand Rapids, KAXE, of course, included. And I will say, if you support KAXE during this pledge drive, wink, wink, you're supporting downtown, because you guys are very much a part of downtown, our downtown neighbors. But it's a lot of outreach on who we are and what we're going to be doing. And we want to do it in a number of ways. You can go to our website. We have a brand new Facebook page. We have a new Instagram page, a LinkedIn page that'll be launching soon that'll dive deeper into some of the work that we're going to be doing. But we want to connect with folks early on. We're going to have a newsletter that's launching soon. It's called The Downtowner. And I love this because you talk about retro, where I believe the Blandon Foundation is, who graciously funded us for our first 3 years of operations. It's a big part of how we got going. Where the Blandon Foundation was an old hotel motel called The Downtowner. And I got a picture of it from the Itasca County Historical Society to put up at my office. But what we're going to do is we're going to try to repurpose that logo and use it as the logo for our newsletter.
Love it.
As a little retro nod to history there. But also, we're going to have in-person events. We will be having an open house this Saturday from noon to 5. During Tall Timber Days, we'll have some sandwich board signs out, but our offices are right next to Move It Real Estate downtown. It's 221 Northwest First Avenue, kind of right across from Wells Fargo. And we're also going to be having an open house during First Friday from 4 to 7. And then one of maybe the things I'm most excited about, we're calling it Coffee with the Alliance. It's going to be a monthly series where I'm going to show up at a coffee shop or even just a local business, be there for an hour, and we're going to invite someone from our board or one of our partners to come hang out for an hour, and anyone and everyone in the community can come chat it up with us. They can tell us what they like about downtown, what they don't like, what they want to see in 10 years. I think that feedback is really important, because community feedback is how this organization was started. Mm-hmm. And so we want to use that as a strategy, as an organization, to continue amplifying downtown and kind of create some inspiration for the work that we're going to be doing. What does the community want to see?
You know, I've been a part of a lot of these community conversations in the lead up to the launch of the Alliance. And it's one of those things that, you know, sometimes as a citizen, work takes a long time to get going. And sometimes it can be frustrating, especially as people who are not involved in the process are like, oh, we're still on this. But it is just a testament to, it is intentional work, and you are laying the groundwork for success and laying the groundwork for support too. So good to hear that you're continuing that community feedback. And that also ties into KAXE, honestly. We've been laying the groundwork for 50 years, started in 1976 as the first rural community radio station. And we need your support to continue on into the next 50. Call 218-326-1234. Chris, thanks for joining us. You can find that website at grdowntownalliance.org, and I'm sure we'll be in contact about what else you guys are up to.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us. And one additional point I want to make is when we talk about serving downtown, we truly feel it serves the entire area. I think all these communities with downtowns, when you think about which ones are really thriving, it benefits the entire area. So we have people on our board from larger employers whose offices are outside of downtown, but a healthy downtown, I think, is representative of a really healthy community.
We got one of our smart listeners texting in. You'll be happy to hear this. The American Heart Association just came out with new research saying that up to 400 milligrams of caffeine, about 5 cups of coffee, has health benefits and is not detrimental to health for most people.
We'll have to order extra coffee then for those coffee with the alliances. Might have to put another pot on here.
So finally, some good news.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Chris.
We need you right now. Grab the new t-shirt as your thank you gift that celebrates the music of KAXE. 218-326-1234.
For KAXE News, I'm Emma Crabb with the Up North Report. The U.S. Forest Service has lifted some campground restrictions in Superior National Forest. In a news release Wednesday, the Forest Service reports it will lift its ban on all burning to allow campfires in designated areas in campgrounds. Staff for the Forest Service added that backcountry campsites, including all areas in the boundary waters, will remain under a full campfire ban. On Tuesday, the Forest Service also announced it would reopen Trails End Campground, which borders the boundary waters, because of no recent wildfire spread in the area. According to the Forest Service, the risk for wildfire across northern Minnesota remains moderate to high. After nearly 20 years of substantial deficits and controversy surrounding the Sanford Event Center, the Bemidji City Council may be bringing management of the center in-house. Larissa Donovan has more.
The contract between the city and management company ASM, now known as Legends Global, expires in March 2027. The contract with the New York-based firm has been in place since 2022, following the city ending its contract with Iowa-based VenueWorks. During a Monday work session, the council discussed three potential options: renewing the contract with Legends Global, a hybrid management option where some aspects of running the center would be contracted out, or completely taking on management in-house. Over the years, leadership of the regional event center was marked by high turnover, with executive directors getting fired, resigning, and even getting a felony theft conviction for misusing public funds. Bemidji Mayor George Prince says the city does not have that type of turnover, and that bringing the Sanford Center's finances in-house would be a top priority to him.
When you farm out your finance, that's what you potentially open yourself up to.
The city's overall investment into the Sanford Center is around $120 million. Despite frequent use as a convention center, City Manager Rich Spitzka notes only 3 Sanford Center concerts took place last year. By contrast, Mankato's city-run center put on 18. Prince and Spitzka say there have not yet been any direct conversations between the city and Legends Global about the expiring contract. This would be the next step before any formal vote. Larissa Donovan, KAXE News.
As Talon Metals eyes a mine in the McGregor area, Indigenous community members led a 13-mile water walk in prayer for the nearby Mississippi watershed. Stella Meyerhoff was there and has more.
Early Saturday morning, a crowd gathered at Big Sandy Lake in McGregor to offer prayers for the water surrounding the proposed Talon Metals mine. Then they journeyed to Tamarack. The women took turns walking a mile carrying a bucket of water. The men held an eagle staff behind them for protection. They moved continuously as they traveled, just as water flows.
Every step is a prayer. It was a way to pray for the water, Manoman, the fish, every living being in this area, because it is under a threat.
Leanna Goose helped organize the walk. She said that along the way, they were reminded of what's at stake.
We saw the butterflies, the bees. We saw otter this morning. We saw a flock of geese crossing the road. And it was just a really beautiful example, you know, of what we're fighting to protect.
Goose is concerned that the mine could not only harm the local community, but have widespread impact.
This is the Mississippi River watershed. It's a water that provides drinking water to millions of people downstream, and it cannot become a sacrifice zone.
Jessica Johnson is the external affairs manager at Talon Metals. She said that the proposed project has safety and the environment in mind.
The design itself is all revolved around safety for the environment, but also safety for the employees.
But many of those attending the water walk have their doubts. Dawn Goodwin participated to support Sandy Lake and the people who live nearby. She calls the plan foolish and short-sighted.
No mine like this has been non-toxic.
The public comment period on the environmental assessment for the proposed Tamarack mining project closes September 14th. Stella Mayerhoff, Report for America Corps member for KAXE News.
That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Emma Crabb, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is sponsored by Woodland Bank, dedicated to serving local businesses, families, and nonprofits in our area since 1920. You can find more information online at woodland.bank.
That is the Up North Report, also available as a podcast or at our website, kaxe.org, put together weekdays by the award-winning KAXE news team. Thanks for being with us today. I'm Heidi Holton.
And I'm Kari Hedlund. That news team was started. Heidi, you were instrumental in getting that news department going early on, or getting funding for that department. And why were you so passionate about this being something that KAXE should fully dive into?
This is going to sound Pollyanna, but that's who I am. Mm-hmm. I feel like the people of northern Minnesota deserve local news. That's it. They do. They deserve to know about what is going on, local government, feeling connected. And as newspapers and other media changed over time, also it didn't help to see, you know, in statewide media, see stories about northern Minnesota feeling like they aren't getting the full picture of what's going on.
Yeah.
And those were really compelling reasons for people to help us out and to give us funding. And I can't believe we didn't know what this would be. We didn't know how it would fit into the work that we do. And now we are thriving and growing thanks to the fine leadership of Chelsea Perkins. It's tremendous what we are able to provide for folks, and lots of plans for the future. Maybe you're somebody who has sent in a news tip and the news team has gone and told that story. That's part of it. It's a conversation as well. We need to hear from you in order to bring you that kind of intentionality and trusted news by people who understand small towns and small places of northern Minnesota. They need people like you. This is a moment right now where you need to help us.
We're not talking about the generic you. We're talking to you, mm-hmm. who is hearing our voices right now. We need you to call 218-326-1234. We have a $1,000 match still on the table, but we need to hear from six folks before 9 o'clock. I know we can do that, but this is a part where the two-way situation happens, because you are the one who needs to make that call or go to kaxe.org. We'd love to hear from you right now. We've heard from Faustin, White Bear Lake, Lafayette, Indiana, and Grand Rapids. And we need to hear from you right now. Wherever you're listening, 218-326-1234.
You're not just making that one pledge. You're helping us get to that.
The next one. Our
match.
and towards our goal.
And you're going to get that next person. We need to hear from you right now. Keep us fortified as we get ready to talk again about small towns and small places that have vibrancy and things going on, people who care about them and who are building them into something even more great. Call right now, 218-326-1234.
We also receive support from the Mental Health Crisis Response Team of Itasca County. This Crisis Intervention Service is a program of First Call for Help 211, provides free crisis assessment, stabilization services, referrals, and resourcing residents of any age who are in crisis. Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by dialing 211.
Coming up, we're learning about the Lakes Area Music Festival. Thank you.
add a pledge to KAXE.org. You're listening to the Thursday Morning Show. I'm Kari Hedlund here with Heidi Holton. Carmen coming through for us from Asheville, North Carolina, said this is just a little addition to my already existing sustaining membership. Shout out to you, Carmen, for your sustaining membership. I also wanted to give a shout out to Larissa and her great work on the incarceration reporting. I really appreciate it. Thanks. Carmen, thank you so much getting us closer to that $1,000 match here on the Thursday Morning Show. That leaves us, we need to hear from at least five more folks to unlock $1,000 for us. And we need to do that by 9 o'clock this morning. Help us out like Carmen did. 218-326-1234 or at KAXE.org.
It's like, it was like a shot of caffeine there, hearing from Carmen. And we can't thank you enough. That's going to lead to that next person who's going to make that phone call now. Janet will take your phone call, 218-326-1234. Grab the t-shirt at $20 a month, $240 for the year, and you're going to love it, or it's going to be a great gift to someone else.
And you know what? Carmen might even also support WNCW, which is a great station in Asheville. I've got some friends that work there. And that's the great thing about public radio is you can join any radio station for as little as $5 a month to help support independent media, handpicked since 76 here at KAXE. We're so proud of it, and we need your support right now. 218-326-1234.
We're going to be learning more about the Lakes Area Music Festival. Their theme this time is passion. What does that mean to you? Well, I'm sorry, that got weird. But about like what we do at KXE.
Well, I was thinking about this morning on the way in and thinking about that, member drive is an interesting place as a staff person, mm-hmm. Because it's basically you're selling to listeners why it's important. Well, selling is something that I feel really inherently uncomfortable with in the general mm-hmm, terms. Mm-hmm. Girl Scout cookies, hated selling them. Mm-hmm. This is something people want, and I still hated selling it. Selling KAXE, I have no problem with, because I believe in it, and I am so proud of what the music is here. Bookmark. Pause.
Yes.
I'm proud.
The music.
Remind me of this.
Passion.
Okay?
Proud.
Okay. Oh, it's our friend David Manuel from Black Duck.
David, how are you?
Oh, sorry. It's from Bigfoot, the bud tender.
Oh.
Sorry. I should have scrolled down first before I read that.
Bigfoot,
rewind.
Good to hear from you.
Oh, awesome. Thank you so much for keeping us going here, Bigfoot. From the bud tender.
This Bigfoot, what I love about him is he's usually wearing a tie. It's amazing.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Cool thing.
That is a really cool thing.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate that. You can be Bigfoot and pledge your support. That's what it shows us right there.
You can be whoever you want to be.
You were talking
about from Dr. Gonzo.
Passion, yeah, passion and proud.
Okay, so I'm really proud of the music here at KAXE. We strive to play 50% women, 50% men, or have an equitable playlist in all of the ways. And that, my friends, is something that is extremely rare in this world, not just in country radio, not just in commercial radio, but other public radio stations too. And we are so proud of that. And we hope that's a reason why you listen. You can text us your support right now. Text the word donate to 218-326-1234. Ahead, another community conversation on KAXE.
Thank you.
I was saying to you, I feel like I can see John Batiste's fingers listening to that.
That is so good. That's off his new Black Mozart album, where he reinterprets Mozart's songs through the lens of a Black American experience. Mm, that was beautiful.
That has got to be right up the alley of our next guest. John Taylor Ward is one of the founders of the Summer Festival, Lakes Area Music Festival. He's the artistic director. He's a performer. It's now in its 18th year. Taylor is back with us on KEXC now. Thanks for being here.
You're muted, Taylor.
Oh.
Thank you so much for having me. And that just shows that you are the professionals, because I could not have picked a better piece to open up this conversation.
Wasn't that beautiful?
Thank you so much.
Yes. Oh. Those fingers of John Batiste, I'm telling you.
I know.
We have to first get something out.
Burning question.
Kari was really let down because she thought we had a different guest that was going to be on today. She thought Jonathan Taylor Thomas was going to be on with us. Is that his name?
Well,
of course it is.
Well, and I thought it was going to be Jonathan Batiste, but nonetheless, here we are.
So here we are. We're not disappointed.
No.
It's just a pivot.
No. And after, you guys have been doing at Lakes Area Music Festival such fun stuff online. It's just really fun to watch throughout the summer as you're getting ready for the festival.
Thank you so much. And I should shout out our development and marketing intern, Elizabeth, who is of a different generation than us and knows a bit more about how to get that engagement online than I think we do. So yeah, that's been an amazing addition.
So Taylor, tell us about the theme this year.
Yeah, this year's theme is passion, which seems very obvious for what we do and for music in general, but it all started with having international superstar, Grammy-winning vocalist Julia Bullock agree to do her first Carmen with the Lakes Area Music Festival. That's the opera with probably the most famous tunes of any piece in the classical music repertoire. And it is a piece that is about passion and about passion that goes too far. And so we decided to build a season around it.
So tell us kind of, it's hard to like give an overview of Lakes Area Music Festival because there's so much going on. Tell us some of the things happening.
Yeah, absolutely. So we advertise that we have about 60 events in 6 weeks, but we are a few events in. So now I guess it's probably more like 57 events in 5.5 weeks. But we'll have everything from main stage concerts. Our gala tomorrow opens the season, and then we will be at the Gitchazeba Center in Brainerd presenting about 14 programs there. But also we're going to be out in the community performing at elder care facilities, at the Crow Wing County Jail, bringing about 216 of the nation's top classical music talents everywhere we can in Brainerd.
Taylor, just hold on 1 second. I have an interruption here.
I warned you.
Please.
That's a good interruption. That means we had a call to 218-326-1234. You hear that gong every time we get a new member, increasing pledge of support. We heard from Peg from Eveleth, making her support known for People Powered Radio, KAXE, getting us closer to that match. We need to hear from 3 more folks in order to get unlock $1,000. We need to do that before 9 o'clock yet this morning. So give us a call now, 218-326-1234.
So Taylor, I don't know if you can see this. This is our new t-shirt I'm showing you.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, I do.
Just say no to algorithms. Now, I imagine that means something to you as well about people performing and authentic music.
Yeah, I think one of the things that makes what we do special, even in the world of classical music, is the fact that our musicians, all of these artists from around the world, are not just performing on stage, they are bringing their authentic selves to the community in so many ways. They're staying with individuals who live in the Lakes area all summer. They are, you know, patronizing local businesses. They are sort of changing the temperature of downtown Brainerd. When you get 200 people in a town this size from all over the world, it makes a meaningful impact on just how things feel there. You run into them at the co-op, you run into them, you know, on a jet ski on the lake. And that really makes a difference. And it's something that can't be done in a digital format. It's very analog and it's very powerful.
Can you talk a little bit? So Brainerd has kind of become your home away from home as well.
That is true. Yeah. When we started the festival 17 years ago, I had never even been to the Midwest, let alone to Brainerd. And so it is kind of remarkable that.
How did this start then, Taylor? Tell me how that started then.
Yeah. This was a group of friends. We all went to school together at the Eastman School of Music in Rochester, New York. And one of those friends was Scott Likens, my other co-founder, who is from the west side of Gull Lake. And he had an excellent restaurant job that came with staff housing at one of the resorts out here. So when we were 21, we came out here as music students to wait tables and ended up putting on some concerts. The community is really who stepped up, much in the way that the community steps up for KAXE and so many other organizations in the area, and said, we want to make this something permanent, something real. And that is what brought us from about a $200 budget our first year to this year being a little bit over $1.4 million for classical music in downtown Brainerd.
You know, as you know, because public radio means a lot to you personally and to the world of classical music, and federal funding went away. Has funding been a struggle for you?
Absolutely, yes. There have been struggles, but we are also, I know that 1.4 million figure can seem like a lot for classical music, but as I'm sure you know, that still means a lean and mean organization. Mm-hmm. I would say that's probably about a fifth of the budget of most organizations that provide what we do. And one benefit of that is that we are very nimble. We get to make decisions quickly. We get to adjust. And we have done that this year. And I think we have made a season that is going to be both satisfying for our fans and also as lean and efficient as possible.
You're listening to KAXE. As Taylor just said, we are, was just talking about getting people supporting this, people supporting the arts. We need your support right now. We've got a match left on the table. We need to hear from three more folks to unlock $1,000 in the next 5 minutes. Give a call now. Increase your membership. Renew your membership. Become a member. If you're listening, hopefully this station means something to you and is worth $5 a month, maybe $20 a month, and you can get this KAXE Just Say No to Algorithms shirt. Call now, 218-326-1234.
What is tomorrow night going to be like?
Oh my gosh. For the first time, we have sold out the dinner portion of our gala, which is an amazing feat. But there are still plenty of concert-only tickets available. We have two dancers and a choreographer from New York City's American Ballet Theater who are coming out to perform with our symphony orchestra in a program called Pas de Deux. And so it's sort of a celebration of that passion that can only really be seen when you see bodies enacting music on stage. So that's going to be our first featured dance performance in many years. And I am so excited to welcome them.
Hmm. Oh my gosh. It's an exciting time. I always try to get down to some of these productions. You also move outside of the Brainerd area in some of what you're doing.
Absolutely. Yeah, we've just wrapped up our prelude series, which brought us to Bemidji and other communities that are sort of further afield. We like to be good neighbors in hopes that if we run out to see you in your community, you might take a chance to come and see us at our home base. We have a great relationship with the Ripple Center in Aiken, which is just an amazing venue. We've done some musical theater cabarets there. Also, our string quartet in residence, the Talia Quartet from Toronto, just gave an amazing concert there. And yeah, we do tend to turn up in various places around central Minnesota. Just in an effort to reach new audiences and say thank you to audiences who maybe drive 45 minutes to come and see us a lot.
I'm going to interrupt this broadcast one more time here. We heard from Stephen from Eota, Minnesota. I had to look that one up. It's down by Rochester. Taking away the t-shirt available for you, the KAXE Just Say No to Algorithms. Need to hear from two more in 2 minutes. Can we do it?
Taylor, yes, you can pledge. He just asked us if he could pledge.
What? Okay, one more. We're down to one more.
Do you want a...
I keep hearing...
Do you want
and
a dunk?
I love what y'all do. So yeah, I would love to be one of those two, if I may.
Heck yes, of course. Okay, so we've got Taylor.
We get
and...
to gong him, though.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
You get... I mean, you even got to see the gong, hopefully.
And, oh boy...
Oh. That is my favorite.
Okay.
Oh my God. You know, I love that KEXE has also become a part
we
of
had
your
another one, Heidi,
tradition
sorry.
In Brainerd. We had another one to KEXE.org or 218-326-1234. But KEXE has become a part of your tradition of being here in the summertime, too.
Right? It has. Yeah. Not only in things like this conversation, but just in the car. Yeah, KXE has been amazing to us. And it's also just, I don't know how to describe what y'all do. It's unlike anything I've ever heard. And the way that you bring so many different types of art together is so inspiring to me. And yeah, I am a huge fan.
Ugh. Thank you, Taylor. And we also, just to mark, we did get another pledge from Carmen from Asheville coming through because she wanted us to see the match. And Carmen, you did it.
Wow.
We did it as a team.
Taylor, if you hadn't done it, we wouldn't have met the match either.
Oh, my gosh.
Down to the wire.
Yeah. Each and every person makes a huge difference. So we wish you the best and hope to see you soon.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
You can
yeah, and... Come and visit lakesairymusic.org or, just find us online anywhere. And we look forward to seeing you.
Sounds great. Thanks. Bye-bye. He's been in some fun videos. We sure thank everybody who has helped us out here, including...